Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
I got stabbed in the throat the other night. I was at my historical fencing class, sparring with two-handed longswords. I swung my sword to slash my opponent's hands and missed. Seeing my sword lowered and my body unprotected, my opponent thrust his sword out and stepped forward. Fencing with historical weapons is a little different than modern Olympic fencing. The swords are still blunt, but they're five times heavier, so the blows are harder. Serious protective equipment is worn to deal with the impact. My padded fencing mask has a low bib that covers my throat. My padded fencing jacket has a high, thick collar that covers my throat. Overlapping all that is a thick, padded throat protector. Still, having a 4-foot-long, 3.5-pound steel bar slammed into my throat hurt. I stopped the bout to check I wasn't bleeding, then asked my opponent where I'd screwed up. After he made sure I was okay, he explained where my technique had failed. Then we got back to sparring. Fencers drill to learn technique, then we spar to apply those techniques in real time. There are fencers who love the art and grace of learning the forms. Me? I love the fight. Sparring is where everything falls apart, an unpredictable mix of skill and chaos. No matter how well or poorly I do, sparring with swords is so present and vivid that I end each sweat-soaked class feeling clean, calm, and alive. The next day, I had coffee with a friend who's a choreographer. My bruised throat still hurting with each sip, I asked him how dancers handle pain and aging bodies. He explained that dancers spend their whole lives exploring what a body is capable of and how to care for it. At 60, there were things he could no longer do, and it took him longer to warm up for and recover from the things he could do. Understanding this was part and parcel of dancing. I heard the truth under his words. This sport of mine is not a lifelong pursuit. There's only so much damage my body should sustain. For now, though, I'll stretch more, ice often, and soak up the clarity, confusion, and joy of crossing swords. With a perspective, I'm Evan Sagerman.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.